Hunting for JFK, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. Some 6 months after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, he was remembered on a postage stamp. It set a precedent for deceased presidents being placed on sale on the next anniversary of his birthday.
The 5-cent Kennedy stamp was placed on sale officially nationwide back on May 29, 1964.
But Wall Street broker Henry Scheuer says the JFK stamp was different. For most of the 20th century, nearly all U.S. stamps were placed on sale first in only one city. They were available everywhere else the next day. That wasn't the case for the Kennedy stamp. It went on sale in every post office on the same day.
I find it very interesting to try to attempt to obtain a sample postmark with that stamp from every city and every post office in the country. Some 34,000.
For most stamps, maybe 500,000 postmarks were obtained by collectors on the first day. For this stamp, 4 times as many were made.
People were so fond of Kennedy all throughout the country that they did go out and prepare these souvenirs at the time.
Scheuer is picking up about 50 new cities a year. How does he find them?
Communicating with people on the internet is a great way to find them. I find them from various stamp dealers. I engage in a traditional snail mail correspondence and, of course, email.
If you have what you think is a rare city for the JFK stamp or just want to know more about this specialty, get in touch with Henry Scheuer.
They can write me, P.O. Box 535, Madison Square Station, New York, New York, 10159. Or they can email me at hscheuer@jmsonline.com. That's jmsonline.com.
I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.